DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, June 27th. And a drama at a choice of times, the dramatisation of the Booker Prize-winning 1984 novel by Anita Bruckner, Hotel de Lac, about a Swiss refuge for the aged and disgraced, are an unlikely setting for romance. It can be heard at 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock or 5 p.m. Saturday, Radio 4 Extra. More drama at 3 o'clock with Hashtag Public Enemy. The Norfolk town of Bramwich is hoping to restore its fortunes with an eco-village to include holiday homes and an aquapark, but the grand opening is jeopardised by the discovery of toxic waste in the water. Hashtag Public Enemy, Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Opera on 3 brings us a recent Royal Opera House performance of Wagner's Siegfried, the third instalment of the Ring cycle. Siegfried's been raised by the scheming mime, whose ulterior motive is to get him to reforge his father's sword, slay the dragon, and steal the cursed ring. 6 o'clock, Radio 3, for Opera on 3. Sunday, June 28th, Lauren Laverne's castaway on this week's Desert Island Discs is DJ and musician Norman Cook. Radio 4, 10 a.m. Ahead of this year's BBC Proms, Sakari Aramo, chief conductor of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, explores the act of listening to music. What are we doing when we listen and what we actually hear? Radio 3 for this, 3 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. Drama on Sunday is Finn Family, Moomin Troll, Robin Brooks' dramatisation of the third Moomin book. Spring has come to Moomin Valley and the legendary Hobgoblin has lost his magic hat. The drama, Radio 4, 3 o'clock. An actor and author, Patterson Joseph, investigates the extraordinary life of Billy Waters, a 19th century London street performer whose great talent as a fiddler, singer and dancer made him a household name. The Sunday feature, King of the Beggars, music of Billy Walters, 7 o'clock, Radio 3, Sunday night. On to programmes then that are broadcast each day at the same time, same radio station. So every day, Monday to Friday, same time, same radio station. Dramatisation of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express can be heard each weekday on Radio 4 Extra. Again, a choice of times for this drama, 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, is the subject of Mr. Jefferson's library. Michael Goldfrab visits the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and his home in Virginia to tell the story of how Jefferson's love of reading shaped the American Revolution and the beginnings of American history. Mr. Jefferson's Library, 11:45, each weekday, on Radio 4. Now, if you're a sports fan, you'll know that the World Cup is continuing throughout the week, and the Wimbledon tennis tournament starts this week as well. You can tune in to coverage each weekday on Radio 5 from 1 p.m. Justin Rowlett looks at important conflicts in the history of environmental protests, starting with one of Extinction Rebellion's first ever actions, occupying an office building in North London. 10 fights that made the Green Movement. 1:45 all week, Radio 4. Composer of the week is Leonard Bernstein, 1918 to 1990. Donald MacLeod explores the life and music of a key figure in the formation of America's modern cultural identity. Composer of the Week, Radio 3, Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. And look at the impact of island life on the creative process as Clive McIntyre visits five British islands. He begins his journey on his home island in the Isle of Mull. The essay, Our Island Music, 9:45, each weeknight on Radio 3. On to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week, going back to Monday, June 29th. There's a new series, Common Ground, in which Evan Davis travels across the UK to explore social cohesion and learn about the issues that create division. Radio 4, 9 a.m. The Patch, in which a random postcode generator picks an area in the UK, this week features a roadside shrine in Greater Manchester and discovers the remarkable story behind it. 11 a.m, Radio 4 for The Patch on Monday. And Radio 3 in concert on Monday night features a concert recorded on May 14th at the BBC Hoddington Hall in Cardiff, BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Strauss's Tod und Verklärung, Death and Transfiguration, and Beethoven's First Violin Concerto in D. The concert starts on Radio 3 at 7:30 Monday night. Tuesday, June 30th, The drama, Our Friends in the North, Peter Flannery's own adaptation of his award-winning 1996 TV drama, continues on the radio. The year is 1979. Mary and Tosca are barely holding it together for the children. Nicky's tried to get selected as a candidate for the Labour Party. Our Friends in the North, Radio 4, 2:15. Also on Tuesday, Lady on Trial with Lucy Worsley looks at the life of suffragette Annie Kenney. Having worked in a cotton mill from the age of 10, she became involved in the movement after hearing a speech by Christabel Pankhurst. Radio 4 for Lady on Trial with Lucy Worsley, 3 o'clock, Tuesday. In Poetry Please this week, Roger McGough and Lem Sisse celebrate the life of Mersey poet Brian Patton, who died in September, aged 79. Poetry Please, Radio 4, 4 p.m. What's Up Docs, in which Chris and Zan Van Tuchelen explore heart palpitations, what they feel like and how to tell if they're serious, is on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Tuesday. And obviously, as it is Tuesday, In Touch with Peter White, the news for the blind and partially sighted, 8:40, Radio 4, Tuesday evening. Wednesday, July 1st. Stolen Years tells the story of Andrew Malkinson, who spent 17 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He tries to rebuild his life. Malkinson sets out to learn how he was wrongly identified. Stolen Years, Wednesday morning, 9:30, Radio 4. The drama on Wednesday, Keeping the Wolf Out, in three weekly parts. Philip Palmer's crime drama set in communist Hungary in the 1960s. Special investigator Bertalan is assigned a new boss, while his wife Francisca hears that a senior officer from Romanian security is about to arrive at the ministry. 2:15, Radio 4, Keeping the Wolf Out, in three different parts. Thursday, July 2nd, and drama Missing, Presumed, Drowned, based on the book by Stefano Paolini about an almost forgotten tragedy of the Second World War, which tells of the events surrounding the sinking of the Anna Adorna Star, a converted passenger liner carrying hundreds of interned Italians being deported from the UK to Canada in July 1940. The drama is on Radio 4 at 2:15 on Thursday afternoon. And ramblings this week, Claire Balding joins Alistair McNichol for part of his long-distance walk from Holborn in London to Tong in Shropshire, inspired by the journey made by Little Nell and her grandfather in Dickens' old curiosity shop. Ramblings, 3 o'clock, Thursday afternoon, Radio 4. And Friday, July 3rd, you can hear the final part of Limelight, The Courier, drama at 2:15. When his worst fears are realised, Mo has just 24 hours to gather up all the evidence he can find before he has to give himself up. Limelight, The Courier, 2:15, Radio 4, Friday afternoon. And as this week's radio recommendations come to an end, Friday night is indeed Music Night, and another chance to hear a concert of Nordic summer music recorded in June 2025 at Snake Maltings in Suffolk. Works performed by the Iceland Philharmonic Choir and the BBC Concert Orchestra include Nielsen's Like a Patch of Green Grass, Springtime on Funen, Lindbergh's Compare Thee to a Summer Day, and Grieg's Give to All Gods a Grace Cup of Gratitude. That's it. Thank you to Angela for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Hello, this is Val from Wharfdale Talking News with my selection of audio-described TV programmes for the period Saturday 27th of June to Friday 3rd of July 2026. This week, as well as coverage of the Football World Cup, the first week of Wimbledon starts on Monday, so these events could affect the programme schedules on BBC One, BBC Two and ITV One. Also, for football fans, at the time of going to press, when the tournament enters the knockout stages, BBC One and ITV One had not decided which games they will each show, so you need to check nearer the time if you want to catch a specific match. Also, some of the programmes I have listed for these channels may not happen because of this uncertainty. Not all the football is audio described and none of the tennis appears to be, but hopefully the commentary should give you an idea of the action. So let's start with Saturday, 27th of June. A triple bill of The Simpsons starts at 11:50 a.m. on Channel 4. Holmes Under the Hammer is on BBC One at 12 noon with Bargain Hunt at 1:15. A choice of afternoon films. On BBC One at 3:25 is Roald Dahl's The Witches, or over on BBC Two at 4 p.m, the sci-fi drama Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and on ITV One at 5 p.m, the period drama Downton Abbey. In the aftermath of the complaint, can Dylan make things right with Stevie and Matty? Find out in Casualty on BBC One at 8:10. This is followed by the final two episodes of the drama 2 Weeks in August on BBC One at 9 p.m, when Zoe embarks on a search for answers and is forced to make an impossible choice. Yvonne overcomes injury to win the Wimbledon singles in the final episode of Goolagong on BBC Four at 9 p.m. Robin and Harry look to a policeman for help with finding Ollie in the drama The Boy That Never Was on the U and Drama Channel at 10 p.m. The World Cup match tonight, Panama versus England, is on ITV One, kick-off 10 p.m. On to Sunday, 28th of June. Sunday with Laura Koonsberg, featuring interviews with politicians and key public figures, is on BBC One at 9 a.m. A man is found boiled to death in a vat at a new brewery in Midsummer Murders at 1:10 on ITV One. In Monterey Bay, sea otters navigate to reach a bed of mussels. The Americas is on BBC One at 2:45 p.m. World Cup Match of the Day Live, Group Runner-Up versus Group B Runner-Up, is on either BBC One or ITV One, kick-off 8 p.m, and so the following BBC One and ITV One programmes may change. The wildlife filmmaker crosses the Gobi Desert with his camels Chewy and Squeaks for company. My Epic Camel Adventure with Gordon Buchanan is on BBC Two at 8 p.m. In Death in Paradise at 9 p.m. on BBC One, Neville investigates when Florence's undercover role takes a dangerous turn. A jury must decide if a body found in a disused warehouse was murdered. Murder trial is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. In the final episode of the documentary series Free Nelson Mandela on Channel 4 at 9 p.m, we discover how a 1988 BBC concert marking Mandela's 70th birthday raised worldwide awareness. Here are those programmes which are on at the same time throughout the week. On BBC One, Homes Under the Hammer is at 11:15 a.m. and Bargain Hunt is at 12:15, each day apart from Wednesday. Live coverage of the tennis from Wimbledon starts on BBC One at 2 p.m. each day, apart from Wednesday when it starts at 11:15 a.m. Over on BBC Two, live coverage starts at 10:30 on Monday, 11 a.m. Tuesday, 1 p.m. Wednesday, and back to 11 a.m. Thursday and Friday. However, the tennis schedules could be changed depending on live coverage of the World Cup. Dickinson's Real Deal is on ITV One at 2:15 p.m. Monday to Friday. On Channel 4, there are 4 episodes of the sitcom Frasier, starting at 9:10 each morning, Monday to Friday. On ITV 3, there are 2 episodes of Heartbeat, starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m, Monday to Friday. Now for the soaps. If there is no football on BBC One, EastEnders will be on BBC Two at 7:30 p.m, Monday to Thursday. If there is no football on ITV One, Emmerdale will be at 7:30 on Monday and 7:45 Tuesday and Wednesday. Coronation Street will be at 8 p.m. on Monday, 8:45 on Tuesday and 8:15 Wednesday. Now for Monday, 29th of June. There are two World Cup Match of the Day live programmes today. Group C winner versus Group F runner-up. Kick-off 6 p.m. And Group E winner versus third place group A, B, C, D or F. Kick-off 9:30 p.m. In Dover, 24/7, Britain's busiest port, on Channel 4 at 8 p.m, police officers chase a man who spotted jumping out of a lorry. The theft of a family heirloom leaves Ray and Trudy Nielsen with blood on their hands. The Brokenwood Mysteries is on the U and Drama Channel at 8 p.m. When newlywed Sean fails to return from surfing, police conclude he fell foul of the riptides and drowned. But did something more sinister happen? The four-part drama Riptide starts tonight on Channel 5 at 9 p.m. and continues at the same time Tuesday to Thursday. The historian charts the events of 1605 in the documentary The Gunpowder Plot, Lucy Worsley Investigates, on BBC Two at 9 p.m. A treat for any David Hockney fans tonight, with an evening of programmes to celebrate his life and work, starting at 9 p.m. on BBC Four with a definitive profile of the artist from 2015, followed by David Hockney: A Life in Art, the interview at 10:45, and Hockney: Double Portrait at 11:10. On BBC Two at 10 p.m, another chance to join Bob and Paul in the Lake District in Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing. Tuesday, 30th of June. Two more World Cup matches today in the knockout stages, with kickoffs at 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Alice Roberts follows archaeologists as they uncover an Iron Age chariot. Digging for Britain is on BBC Two at 8 p.m. The community mourns a beloved resident as Eve struggles with guilt. The Light in the Hall, Still Water, is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. The final episode is at the same time tomorrow. Washington's Continental Army fight the British Army in the inconclusive Battle of Monmouth. The documentary series The American Revolution is on Channel 5 at 10 p.m. This is followed by a documentary examining how London overcame a series of disastrous events in the 17th century. London: A Tale of Two Cities with Dan Cruikshank is on Channel 5 at 11:30 p.m. On to Wednesday, the 1st of July. Three more World Cup matches today in the knockout stages, with kickoffs at 5 p.m, 9 p.m, and 4 a.m. Professor Brian Cox continues his exploration of the universe with a journey into a supermassive black hole. Universe is on Channel 5 at 8 p.m. A crew responds to a mayday in the English Channel in Saving Lives at Sea on BBC Two at 9 p.m. An art gallery manager is found dead in this first episode of a two-parter of The Chelsea Detective on the U and Drama Channel at 9 p.m. Part two is at the same time tomorrow. Thursday, 2nd of July. Two more World Cup matches today in the knockout stages, with kickoffs at 8 p.m. and midnight. Joanna's journey leads her to Slovakia. Joanna Lumley's Danube is on ITV1 at 7:15 p.m. More items are brought into the repair shop at 8 p.m. on BBC Two. The architect meets a couple who put their life savings into a disused electrical substation tower in Cornwall. George Clark's Remarkable Renovations is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. When a former Met police officer is fatally stabbed, DCI Stanhope retraces the victim's steps to find the truth. Vera is on ITV3 at 8 p.m. In 1992, a tragic suicide turns into a murder investigation, and Eddie Guilfoyle is imprisoned for life for the murder of his pregnant wife. As he tries to clear his name, he uncovers profound problems with his conviction. The Accused, Beyond Reasonable Doubt, is on Channel 4 at 10 p.m. More World Cup matches today in the knockout stages, and we're on to Friday the 3rd of July now. So the kickoffs start at 7 p.m, 11 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. Amanda and the girls go on a camping trip under the stars in Swaledale. Our farm next door, Amanda, Clive and Kids, is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. A double bill of Doc Martin starts on ITV3 at 8 p.m. Louisa and Martin find themselves tasked with homework after their first therapy session. A cast of famous faces give their thoughts on the week's TV. Celebrity Gogglebox is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Actor James waits for his big moment in a static caravan owned by a strange family. Inside Number 9 is on BBC Two at 10 p.m. I must admit that this week has been a bit of a struggle due to the World Cup coverage affecting BBC One and ITV, plus there seem to be less audio-described programmes available, and as usual, lots of repeats. Fingers crossed you manage to find something you might like.
DNF Soundings.